On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit. It sure is, crazy voice guy.
Crazy voice guy.
Welcome to TCS 171. There's Rob over there.
Hey.
And me over here. My name is... Oh, sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
His name is Luscious.
What an odd transference. There you go. What do you got, man?
String it along. I got a little Release the Hounds.
Smithers.
Black IPA from Big Rig.
IPA, not for Matt.
I know.
But I've tried a few things now from Big Rig that I have enjoyed quite thoroughly. They had a Canada 150, tried not too long ago. I'm kind of a sucker for the patriotic stuff, right? It had the red flag all over it.
It's true. You are.
It's true, man.
Hey, you know what? I've been taking a little heat on Twitter.
On the Twitter.
The old Twitter machine, people taking umbrage after the release of the Central Division previews.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you receive a note that just said, fuck you, douche, you're preparing to send?
I did not.
Okay. Damn. I guess it didn't go through.
Yeah.
I tried to.
But people need to understand. If teams are going to rise, if teams improve, there's only so many, one spot, two spots, and three spots in the division.
True, yep.
When you slot a new team into those spots, somebody's got to move.
Have you checked out Ray Ferraro's podcast?
I have not.
So
But I like Ray.
Yeah, really bright guy. So he does a weekly podcast. It's called the Pulp Hockey Podcast. You can check it out on all the places you find podcasts. We're not going to pimp too much for him. He did.
All the places you would find podcasts.
The same places you'll find us, I suggest.
All right,
you search for that.
Really?
First.
You know what? You want strong opinions, people. Come here.
Right. Ray, in his Metro Division preview, listed, and I counted, he said for six different teams, well, I think they're a playoff team. There's only four spots, maybe five with the crossover, not six. So you're going to have to cut somebody. They can't all be playoff teams.
Yeah, and I disagree with that completely. Okay. After looking at this division.
Completely.
Now, to me, this division, the Metro Division, there is no obvious eighth place team in this division.
Yes, there is.
Oh, okay. unlike other divisions where you go Detroit, Colorado. Boom, and you go, yep, Vancouver or Vegas, whatever.
Sure.
A couple over there.
Yeah.
And you sort of go, psh, and ULA Kings, you may be in that running too. Like, to me, this division has a huge tail.
Oh, that's a huge tail.
That's a huge bitch.
Right.
Yeah.
For all you Deuce Bigelow fans out there.
Which is everybody, I can almost guarantee you.
I agree with you to an extent. There are definitely, to me, like we talked about in the Pacific, two two clear 1-2 teams, then two clear 3-4 teams, and then, you know, they kind of level. To me, there's two levels in this division, crap and not crap.
And so I've taken a solid look at all four divisions.
I've taken a solid crap.
That was clearly the Central Division right there. I've taken a good long look at all four divisions now.
Right.
And I think, and get ready to clip this, I think I know less than in other years because it just seems harder in some of these divisions.
It really is. There's some Gary's wet dream of parity across the board. Uh-huh. And there's all teams with really good stuff and then a gaping hole somewhere. No one is a perfect team, right?
Right. Like, and so in other years, I've done this same process and I've said, yeah, that for sure. That.
Sure,
that.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling strong. Whereas here, you know, you got to make, you can't just roll in here and go, yeah, status quo.
Right.
Same as last year.
No, exactly. There's been some turnover. And I think we're going to see it a lot maybe at the top of this division. But when we kick it off at the bottom, like we did for the Central, I have the New Jersey Devils as a clear, oh, we're bad kind of team. Corey Schneider could change that, but had kind of an off year last year. They got Mikko Hischier coming in.
Hischier.
Coming in, I expect that he'll be pretty good, but not franchise changing necessarily, at least not right off the bat. Taylor Hall up front. Now, they got from Washington in kind of a
Marcus Johansson.
Yeah, contract dump. He looks like he's going to play with Taylor Hall. So he kind of goes from Washington's second, third group to the first group in New Jersey. Should only mean good things in terms of ice time and opportunity. But I still don't like them crawling out of the basement. The blue line is weak.
See, we were off to a rollicking good start here.
Oh, it's more rollicking.
Yeah. See, I also have New Jersey in eight. And just as you suggested, I think outside of sort of, you know, Hall, you know, Marcus Johansson, you want to maybe throw
Adam Henrique.
Yeah, okay. No. Oh, right. Okay. I'll put Shout Kyle Palmieri in there before, you know.
Yeah.
But then you have a layer below where you go.
What's Jay Pandolfo doing?
Yeah, nothing.
Same thing he was doing.
Yeah. And then you're looking at below that. They still have Ryan Klo, I think, in that lineup somewhere.
Oh, no.
Travis Zajac is still there.
I think he's hurt.
Okay. But this
we'll,
is.
Yeah, we'll be back.
In terms of layers. And then you have.
That's whose job Marcus Johansson took.
Then you have a bunch of young guys, right? They're sort of going, hey, what's going to happen with, you know, as you said, Hischier or Pavel Zacha? Zacha?
Yep, Zacha. Do you assume this is the danger of doing these, you know, before the final rosters get announced? It's also half the fun. Hischier's going to make the team, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
I've seen him in the preseason and.
They just got no reason not to, right?
Right.
Like he's a first overall pick. He's
hey, now I take serious issue, though, with your a blue line that can boast Andy Green, Ben Lovejoy, you know?
Well, we all love joy.
Somebody by the name of this Damon Severinsen?
Dana Severson? Yeah. Got himself a new contract recently.
You take issue with this blue line? God damn you. And that's what I put here.
Eighth this is place. How I know Toronto doesn't have the worst blue line in the league. Outside, they might have the second worst. But not.
Outside of goaltending, way too many questions.
Yeah.
Right on this team.
For sure.
So, eighth, look at that.
Off to a rollicking.
Yeah, see, I love that.
All right.
I love that. And you know what? I was sure that there was going to be much debate.
Over New Jersey?
No, just over... Because now I'm thinking, I'm feeling we're pretty comfortable at the top. I'm feeling. Like,
who do you got in seventh then? Let's see where we go from here.
Seventh. I can't remember.
Consult your notes, or would you like me to lead off for you here?
I would like you to lead off.
I have the Philadelphia Flyers in seventh place. And honestly, this was a weird thing because to me, 7, 6, and 5 are totally interchangeable. But you have to make some choices. So I put the Flyers there. Everyone's expecting big things out of the Hurricanes. We'll see.
Yeah, no,
everyone doesn't know. I don't know what the Islanders are supposed to be right now. So we'll see. But I have Philly in seventh. Nolan Patrick, again, do you think he's going to make the team?
I haven't seen Philly once in the...
No, I haven't either.
But to me...
I assume he will.
After consulting my notes, okay. I also have Philly in seventh place. But there's not enough, just like last year, beyond Giroux and Voracek. Well,
it looks like they're going to move Giroux to the wing, which tells me they're making room for Nolan Patrick because they've traded Braden Schenn. So to me, like, they're getting ready to allow another center to slot in there. And Giroux on the wing... I guess it's going to be fine, but he's more of a playmaker to me, right? Keep your head up when it comes late rounds of the, or mid rounds of the TCA Fantasy Hockey League, because that means Yahoo probably has him as a center and a winger, and that those pieces are valuable, right? That you can flop back and forth.
And they've seemed to gone, like I said, with Giroux and Voracek, and then you have sort of more defensive-minded guys. Filppula's there. I think they signed Yuri Lehterä.
Yeah.
Also a defensively.
Well, that was a part of the trade, right, for Braden Schenn. Was so, it not?
I believe. Okay.
Good. I believe.
That makes you an expert in this duo.
Love that. For the next 30 seconds. But they've also got some pieces coming along on the blue line, right?
Okay, and what is Sean Couturier to you? What's his deal moving forward?
I wonder if he hasn't been pegged into, what do they call it in Hollywood? You know, when you
typecast,
he came in as what everyone said was going to be the next great third line center. And so that's all he's ever been, right? Now, maybe that was all he was ever destined to be, but maybe that's all he was ever given a chance to be. Even on that Team North America last year, he was, before anything else happened, before anyone had seen half of these guys, you know, Austin Matthews was playing second line center out of him before he played an NHL game. I think he's a really good third-line, two-way center, but I think that's about it.
That's not how they drafted him, though.
Nope, but it didn't take long afterwards for it to become clear that's what he was going to be.
And I think Konechny, and we'll see what happens with Patrick, but
yep.
I like what Travis Konechny
has
come into.
Ottawa guy.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
But a defense that has Gostisbehere.
I like what Scott Laughton might become, former Oshawa general.
Sure. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. On the blue line, they're not ready yet, but they have some pieces, right? Like Ivan Provorov at 20 years old has got 2 years, I think, already under his belt.
Right.
He's ready to become a pretty good. They got Travis Sanheim coming. Looks like he might be ready. Some good young pieces, okay, but I just don't think they're there yet.
We talked about McDonald, and I'm looking at him going.
Oof, remember? When
3 years at $5 million still to go?
Terrible.
And we talked about contracts like that coming in, going.
They'll kill you.
Those will kill you. $5 million for the next 3 years for a guy who is a defensive defenseman, who has in the last couple of years spent time in Lehigh.
Yeah. I've spent time in Lehigh.
Well, you've certainly traveled through it.
Yes,
but you know,
all I know about Lehigh is that it's a tunnel.
Gostisbehere.
Yep. Hey,
and I have my Radko Gudas jersey at home.
Nice.
But I don't think Brian Elliott's enough to make
that's
them.
Right. And even Michael Neuwirth, he had a hard time staying healthy last year. So I don't even know for sure that Elliott's the starter. I know they want him to be, but I'm not sold, right? Like we've talked before, but all those guys who got to play in Hitchcock's system
right.
and got to look like $1 million and then, this isn't Hitch anymore.
Yeah, and no, he had some good stretches in Calgary last year.
Yeah.
They weren't the playoffs.
That's right.
But
he had a terrible start to the year, an awesome finish to the year,
finish.
And a terrible finish. Like, I need you to flip that. I could handle a dip in February, March.
Can you do the Jake Allen thing at least? We'll send you home for the first half of the season. Come back in and get hot right at the end.
Please get hot. Who hasn't said that? Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to close my eyes, and you're going to get hot. Please.
Yeah.
Nah.
Doesn't work, right? So to me, they've got some interesting pieces, especially on the blue line, but they're a year or two away. That's
Well, and you keep hearing about their goalie factory they have coming up. There's a bunch of goalies there, but they still don't have one.
Right. When are they going to?
This is it. If you're going to be a real factory, you have to produce something.
Like, it's been since Ron Hextall. They've been churning out Michael Leighton's and Garth Snow's and Roman Kekmanek's
and the like.
Fuck.
Michael Leighton.
Even when they had a chance to get, like, Richter, Joseph, and Van
Beesbrouck.
You go
to game 6 of a Stanley Cup final with
Michael Leighton. If you'd have had fucking even remotely capable.
Where was Ray Emery then?
Right. I don't know, coked out in a hotel in Lethbridge or something, yeah, from what I'm reading lately.
No, I think in Canada. Somewhere here, I think he was still trying to run his Hummer into senior citizens on the highway. Sorry, Ray.
Is that a vehicle?
Yeah. You buy a Cadillac, I'll give you a Hummer.
What a deal.
I had a buddy who worked for a Cadillac Hummer dealership. And so that's what we said to him. Is that the deal? Buy a Cadillac, I'll give you a Hummer. No, it is not, he said.
On to team number six.
Team number six. I have everybody's favorite and picked to be big movers, Carolina Hurricanes.
We finally have some disagreement.
Yeah, and I suspect we would, because a lot of people think...
I don't think they're ready to take... This is, to me, the two vastly different levels in this division.
Well, so, and for me, what it looked like when I came down to a bunch of teams that had a lot of similar pieces,
yeah,
right, between New Jersey, Philadelphia,
and the Islanders.
Carolina, and the Islanders.
Yep.
And I looked at it and went, goaltending, right? So to me, I start with goaltending and go, what do you got? And I'm reading in some place.
Hello, darling.
Yeah, I'm reading in some place where they go, finally, Carolina has a bona fide number one. And I'm like,
says who?
Really?
Yeah.
What has Scott Darling ever done?
Yeah. Like, he might be. He's been okay in some stretches in Chicago.
So,
but we'll see. Like, he's, to me, him and Antti Raanta this year, right? Both trying to be Cam Talbot. Talbot turned out to be a number one, but there's no guarantee that happens.
You
could just
as
easily be Jonathan Bernier.
Exactly.
Right.
Are you a Bernier? Are you a Scrivens?
Right.
Or are you a Martin Jones
or a Cam
Talbot?
Right. No, and we're going to find out because Darling isn't, isn't even as young as Talbot and Jones were when they made those moves, right? Like Darling bounced around a long time in the minors and I think even in Europe, I could be wrong, before backing up for a few years. He's one of those stories that I think is pretty cool, and I'm glad to see him getting a shot. But to me, there's no guarantee that he's...
And they have a nice smooth-skating young D,
yep,
with Slavin, Pesci, Hanifin, right?
Well, Justin Falk still.
Justin Falk, yeah.
Decent young top four.
I like what they have going there.
Yep.
But to me, Darling, not a number one. And up front, much like Nashville...
I'd give it the nod to Nashville.
Okay, but I mean, in terms
of Johansson over Stahl,
you know,
right?
You have Stahl and you have Skinner, you got Rask, but there's not a
Sebastian
lot.
Sebastian Aho,
Seabass.
Yeah,
you have Justin Williams coming back.
Yeah,
right. I think they have some depth pieces, but nothing that's gonna
frighten you.
This is it. There is no hey, look what I got here. So to me,
no, I'm with you. But to me, it was, you know, like I said a second ago, 7, 6, and 5 could be
okay. So
whatever.
I have them in sixth. Who do you have in sixth?
Oh, I have the Islanders in sixth.
Okay.
So to me, similar deal. They've swapped out Ryan Strome for Eberle, and they always say whoever gets the better player wins the deal. And I guess I get that. But in this case, Edmonton's trying to drop salary to make room for. And all this talk that Eberle and Tavares are going to rekindle their magic. You're like, that magic lasted for 10 days at One World Juniors almost a decade ago. Like, it might work, but there's no...
Some marriages don't even last that long. Right. Come on, man.
Right. So I get it. They're trying to appease Tavares, I guess, by bringing in one of his buddies since they've traded away a pile of his buddies in the past. He's a year away from being UFA. Andrew Ladd got off to, I think, about 25 goals last year, if I remember correctly.
But started
horribly slow.
Horribly.
And that's another one of those, not quite as bad, but similar to like a David Backes kind of contract. Once you put those miles on a guy who plays that style, that contract will end terribly. I don't think it'll be this year.
Look west, young man, to Dustin Brown.
Sure. Exactly. So,
or maybe a future Milan Lucic.
Yeah.
Hard miles.
They've got Halak back up and looking pretty good in the preseason. I guess that's who they're going to go with, him and Thomas Greiss. Yeah.
I like that they
took a hell of a run late last season. And I look at the roster and I go, I don't get it.
Right. I think that to me, again, goaltending is the issue there.
And right? defense for me, I don't.
I like Boychuk. I like Letty.
Sure.
Right? I think up front with Cizikas and Clutterbuck on the fourth line.
Yeah.
Right? It's a nice fourth line, nice first line. I want to see what happens with Josh Hosang.
Yeah.
How big are your balls to rolling in with the number 66? I just sort of.
I kind of like it.
Okay.
Good for you, man. You know what? If he puts up a Calder-type year, then maybe they got a shot at breaking in. But to me, like we've talked about, there's two levels here in this division, and these guys fit into the second level pretty comfortably. Like, they took a run late last season. They hung around to the last week of the season, but there's just not enough there. Like you said, the goaltending, for me, the defense, Boychuk and Letty, and that's fine. But
DeHaan.
Former Oshawa general.
Yeah. From Carp, I think.
Well, we all wish we were from Carp. I don't even know where that is. I know it's around here.
It's just north of Kanata.
Sure. All right.
So I had them in fifth. So you and I have just, we've flipped five, six.
Yeah. So for probably similar reasons, we'll.
Okay. You know what? I'm actually very surprised at how similar, like I sort of went at this for a couple of days going over these. At one point I had all four lineups up on my screen, right? And I'm looking at them you're looking at them and so to me, I tried to come down to, well, what was for you, what was the deciding factor?
Between five and six?
Between five and eight.
To me, eight is a distant, not maybe, when I say distant, you know, out at 4 points because of the fucking parity in the league.
Yeah, yeah, no, and I agree with you. I ended
New Jersey's
up
the weakest of those four for me. And then after that.
Based on what?
I just don't like, I don't even like their top line, right? Where I'll give the Islanders and the Carolina Hurricanes a little more love up front, even the Flyers. And I don't. Like you said, Dana Severson, and who are we fucking dealing with here? Corey Schneider could steal them a couple of games, but all that gets them is up to sixth or seventh.
Right.
And that's it. So,
and I agree, because usually the tiebreaker for me is goaltending.
Yeah. And he might be the best, but he's got the most to overcome.
Of the non-playoff teams in this division, he is the best, but yet we've both slotted him. And to me, it was defense. Right?
Yeah.
It was lack of any kind of sizzle up front and poor defense.
Yep.
Right, that was the deciding factor to sort of bookend this division.
Well, man, at one point, New Jersey was just one of those teams, you book it every year. They're going to get in. They're going to get in.
Yeah.
They have gone off a fucking cliff.
Hey, Detroit.
Fucking Lou put them in. And
take a look at that. Look one division over. That's what's going to happen. Perennial playoff guys. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Hard times.
Detroit's just coming up a year or two behind them.
This is what I'm saying.
Sure. So
perennials.
Let's get into the good stuff. Number four, who do you got?
I have the Columbus Blue Jackets.
I also have, what a dull fucking show. I also have the Columbus Blue Jackets and their holdout, Josh Anderson. He of 39 points.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'm now going to change my picks. Josh Anderson, where are you?
A quiet 35-goal year from Cam Atkinson. I don't expect that again, but they did bring in Panarin,
right,
who's going to boost things.
They're projecting a Vandenberg, Atkinson, Panarin top line, right?
And you go, I like a third of that.
That's all right. Yeah.
That's all right.
And you sort of go, to me, this team has no superstars, short of the goalie, perhaps.
And
if you win a couple Norris,
I think Zach Werenski is at most a year away from being a superstar.
Right.
Well, Seth Jones is going to be more the quiet type, McInnes to your Pronger.
What a splash, right? Werenski had last year in any other year, likely winning a Calder Trophy.
So let me ask you this, just in a brief aside. If you had it to do again, based on where we sit right now, the Leafs took Marner ahead of Werenski. Would you, if you had it to do from right now?
If I'm the Leafs, I'm taking Werenski.
Yeah,
defense isn't going to be the issue.
Right.
I mean, isn't going to be the issue.
It's nice to have that third superstar kind of thing, or we'll see, right? But he's a third offense. I think you could use a guy like Werenski when you look at that blue line, right? More than you need the help up front. So that's
just in an aside.
Yeah.
We have the Atlantic coming up further down the road.
Yeah.
I think long run, we'll wait and we'll see, but I think Nylander is going to be the better.
Yeah, I've been saying that for a while.
For sure you have.
Yeah,
you have.
So I think
if you could swap the third of those three guys in there, and that could be a defenseman.
Yeah.
Right now you're talking about sort of Zaitsev.
Everybody moves down a spot.
O'Reilly, Gardner, Zaitsev, Werenski.
Yep.
Well, and then there's
probably okay, Werenski right, at the top
right.
of that.
No,
sure,
but yeah. I'm just talking about in terms of four, right?
Yep.
And then that probably puts Marinson out of your lineup.
That would be awesome.
If nothing else, for the love of God.
I'm waiting for one of these preseason kids trying to make a team to put Martinson or Marinson out of our lineup.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Back to where we are here.
In an aside, that I would do that.
Yeah, so would I.
Only because
I think I would too.
It's a position of strength.
Yep. So, so in terms of Columbus, I think Bobrovsky, if he's going to do what he
Goalie
did last
Bob.
Year. Yeah.
Well, I don't think he's going to do what he did last year. This team finished third in the division last year.
Sure, yeah.
I think we both have them
so
now.
So many guys with career years.
Well, this
right?
is
You're
it.
Talking about Atkinson and Wennberg.
And Wennberg. And so if you look at those and you go, ah, I'm not loving the chances.
Josh Anderson.
I keep hearing with this. Who is this Josh Anderson guy?
That's what Jarmo Kekäläinen and their GM is saying. Who, you're hitting me up for more money? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You want to get traded to Colorado? You're...
I understand
away,
the Zurich Lions are looking right. for somebody.
You and Anthony Afinasiu are going to make a great top line for the Omsk Rangers or
yes.
whatever.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
So
to me, I do like their blue line as it continues to, you know, Seth Jones and we were Zach Werenski up top. Still got Jack Johnson. And
Jack Johnson
and Ryan
McDonough
Murray
Ryan Murphy. Murray for sure.
I always mix up Ryan Murray and Ryan Murphy.
It's Ryan Murray.
Okay, if he
and
can
not
stay
McDonough.
Healthy.
Sorry.
No, McDonough is captain of the
yes,
Rangers.
Exactly.
So we're likely going to talk about him in a minute. I don't mind what they have as a top four. I've got them. I think I picked them to be, if not last, second last year in this. You know, that was the pick that made us probably both look the worst. Was.
Well, and you know what? We were basing that on Torts. And then they came out and he'd benched a couple of his guys at the World Cup and rolled in and they lost the first two games. Everyone was like, yeah, see that? Look at that. Those guys.
And interesting, to look back a year ago as the World Cup was going on and Colin Kaepernick's story had just hit the fan. And he was like, I'll bench the shit out of any of my guys who take a knee. And now here we are in a situation where the whole world's taking a knee. That could come back to...
Well, and take a look at Seth Jones, like a number of those guys, when you look
at... Joel Ward just released a fairly eloquent statement this week on...
Okay, and did you also see that game one of the season?
Yep, Simmons versus...
Simmons versus
Wouldn't be
Ward,
surprised. Now,
right?
I think in his statement, I think Ward all but said, I'm not going to do it, but let's keep an eye on what's really happening.
Well,
here,
what right? he said was, I'm thinking about it.
Yep.
He didn't say he wouldn't.
No, he absolutely... said, I've considered it. It's on my mind. It's these sorts of things. PK is the only guy who's come out and said, nope, won't do it. That which is a whole other.
Well, okay. And you know what? Yeah, that's got to do with.
His brand.
Yeah. And him being in Nashville.
Good point. That's an interesting team. Torts, I'm still waiting to implode. Always happens. It's just a matter of time. But I think looking at the rest of this division, they'll squeak in fourth. And I don't have, as we look forward, I don't have an Atlantic team crossing over. So four are going to make it out of this division.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I agree. But you don't have a fifth team making it. You have four.
That's
Atlantic.
Right. I have four of each this year.
And I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay. Very anticlimactic, it seems like, at this point.
Yeah.
I have the New York Rangers in third spot.
Yeah.
so if you
do
look,
I.
if okay, but and to me, what's intriguing is I looked at these guys thinking, I like what they have with the McDonough, Shattenkirk, Stahl, right? Their defense is still very good.
Yep.
Lundqvist, though, his stats have declined each year for the past three.
Yeah,
I can
up there.
Only anticipate that's going to continue.
And Ranta took his job for a little while
for
last
sure, there was,
year.
There was a stretch, and Ranta had, honestly, posted, I don't know, two shutouts in four games in
yep.
a stretch, or where three and four, whatever it was
he just wasn't given the net back when Lundqvist got healthy.
Struggled.
To
yeah.
me, the interesting thing is, I've never really liked their depth at center, and then they traded Derek Stepan. It looks like they're going to move JT Miller into the middle and go with Hayes Miller, not necessarily in this order, but Hayes Miller and Zibanejad as their centers. To me, that's soft, right up the middle. I don't
for,
like it.
For sure, it is. Yeah, but. What they had last year was they had serious depth in scoring.
Yes.
Right?
For sure.
And now I think with Stepan gone, they lose a bit of that identity.
Yep.
right? More of that identity. And so
To me, that's a soft middle. To me, Zibanejad is the question mark here, because he can go a 10-game stretch where it's, you know, flashes of brilliance all the time, and then 10 games where he kind of loses interest.
Right.
If he can get consistent, he can be a number one center, at least on this team.
Well, okay, right? And the crazy part about Zibanejad is and seeing him here on a regular basis, he can put up a pretty quiet 55,
right,
60 points.
Yep.
That still leaves you wanting more.
Well, because
big body skates, an amazing skater.
What do you think about Rick Nash as a UFA this year?
Yeah.
Is he the type of guy that means this year's a big year for him? To me, he's a guy who's always working hard. He's never quite turned out to what they expected him to be, consistent 50-goal guy when he was in Columbus. And whatever. But I feel like he's not necessarily the type of guy who has a huge year in a contract year, because I feel like he's always a fairly honest player, right? Like,
yep, for sure.
So I expect kind of more of the same from him.
Okay, and he's another guy who's like Zibanejad. Okay. And what I mean by his frame and the way he skates.
Yeah, okay.
Leaves you wanting more a bit, right? I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, I think he is an honest player.
Right. It's all about, somehow it's all about Zuccarello. He's their best forward, right? Like, he's going to play on that top line wing, probably with Nash and I guess Zibanejad.
Well,
like,
Buchnevich, I think, is.
Yeah, they were high on him at the end of last year.
And he's another guy who can really move, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Pavel Buchnevich.
Yeah.
Right? And seeing him in that six-game series with Ottawa.
Did they keep Michael Grabner?
Yeah, well, they will. Right? But
Grabner.
So,
barely know her.
Yeah, exactly. You brought her. You grab her. But he just, to me, the depth they have up front with, now, I don't think there's a 60-point guy in the lineup.
No.
But they have a boatload of 40 to 50-point guys.
Yes.
So as long as Lundqvist can keep it together.
Got 28 goals out of Chris Kreider last year. You know they'd like a little more out of him. Yeah, exactly. You know they'd like to get a little bit more.
Yeah, but do you see more from him?
Not really.
No, I don't either.
Not really.
But 25 goals in this NHL.
Well, especially if you got like 4, 5, 6 guys who can do that, right? Like, you don't need a 50-goal guy if you got just depth.
I seem to recall they had 9 guys over 45 points last year, yep, but none over 60.
Yeah, and it was something like 6 or 7 guys over 18 goals. So, I mean, not bad.
Right, and if you don't have to depend on 1 or 2 guys,
yep,
which is what has made them successful.
Yep.
Good D, great goaltending.
So as long as that holds up, which we're both skeptical about.
And so I think this is the year. I don't see the Rangers as a cup threat.
No.
I see them as good enough to sort of push through an 82-game schedule.
Yeah, I do
but
too.
But I think this is the end. I think this is the end for Lundqvist. Writing's on the wall. Oh, the end. At least the beginning
of the end, I agree with you.
Decline is on.
So as we move forward, I'm hoping to not have any more agreement, but I will throw down in second place, I have the Washington Capitals.
In number two, I have the Washington Capitals.
Of course you fucking do.
120 points or whatever they had last year.
Yeah.
Ain't happening. Right?
No.
In terms of the decline. You see, was it, I don't know, whoever put out this top 50 players, whether it was NHL.com, TSN, you see Ovi has slipped to 24.
I didn't.
28.
I didn't watch it.
He's
so
in the
20s. Read it. Yeah.
He's in the 20s.
Oh my
in
goodness.
Terms of
now he showed up.
Austin Matthews, number 10.
10, I think I saw. Yeah.
Yeah, number 10. Eric Carlson,
number 6.
Number 3.
Yeah, that's about right, probably.
So yeah, Ovi has slipped into the
McDavid
20s.
McDavid and Crosby, the only ones ahead of him.
Yeah, McDavid number 1.
Yep.
Crosby number 2.
Yeah, that's about right.
Anyways. Ovi now has slipped back, right? I think the...
Now, he showed up about 10 pounds later to camp. There was a lot of talk, especially in that Pittsburgh
series. Because
two
very sage guys from Tall Can Sports saying...
A little quicker, man.
You need to be quicker, right?
Yeah,
you get away from that sort of more of a robust game to strict speed, right? Which
he was coming in at 235. Right. And that's a monster, right? Well, like when that guy hit you, you fucking knew it. And well, he would hit you.
And he wanted to hit you. Yeah. That was the deal, right? So, and I think if he needs to move away from that.
A little bit at this point.
I'm going to take my scouting hat or and put it back on.
Right.
But yeah, I think you look at that and say, he needed to be lighter. And we both said that in June. And he's shown up lighter. See, thank you, Ovi. You're welcome. No problems.
You got it, buddy. On the defensive side, they have lost Alsner, Shattenkirk, and Schmidt, three of their top seven. Well, and they have not brought anyone in to replace them other than...
Right. And the beauty is, individually, I shat on Shattenkirk, right? I don't love him.
How did we not talk about him with the Rangers here?
Well, we did. We briefly brought it up, right?
On it. That's right.
But to me, he's a power play specialist.
Yep.
He's not going to fit into what the Rangers have in terms of he's so on his own, not great, right? Alsner on his own on an island in Montreal, not great.
No.
Right. So you
terrible,
look at,
which is awesome. I'm so pumped for that sign.
Right. Whereas Washington still has Orlov. They still have Carlson. They still have. Okay. I'm going to have to.
But they're hoping they got first round pick from 2 years ago. I think Madison Bowie. They're hoping he's a member most people remember from Canada's World Junior teams. He was on that squad that won.
Steady Eddie, Matt Niskanen.
There you go.
But how about another 2 years with Orpik at over $5 million bucks?
Not so good. Now you know why they didn't bring in anyone to replace those other guys. You just can't afford it.
Because he has the expiry date on that guy.
It might be past.
I think it was 2 years ago.
Right. Same thing. When you play that style, the miles catch up to you in a hurry. But Madison Bowie.
Cheap shots is what he means really there.
They're expecting him to take another step and make this team. And there's another guy whose name I can't pronounce. He's a European kid. I think it's Deust or D-J-O-O-S-T, I believe.
Just.
And so both of them, they're hoping can step in this year and make a difference. And they're going to have to because, like you said, when you lose three of your top seven defensemen in one, I was stunned that they didn't find a way to keep Schmidt. Around that expansion draft. Because last year, going into that series, I was starting to interact more with Washington Capitals fan Twitter, right? Just because the Leafs were playing them.
You were the eye opener from that to me was he was the guy who.
But we just don't watch him enough, right? And so I'm talking to Capitals fans and they're saying, we got to find a way to get Schmidt in. Schmidt's got to play. Schmidt's got to get in there, got to get in. And then Alsner gets hurt.
It's in the expansion draft.
Yeah, exactly. Alsner gets hurt and he gets in. And so I'm asking about Schmidt. And they're saying, oh, no, this is the guy. And so you go back and you look at some of his numbers and this and that. And then Caps fans are like, there was some talk towards the end of that series. Alsner's healthy and ready to go. And I'm like, nope, leave him out. So now that's what makes me go back and look and try and get a look at him. And so I was really surprised that they left him exposed, knowing what else was going to happen there.
I see this team having a huge.
That's huge.
10% decrease. That's 12 points only, right?
Yeah.
This is still a 100-point team.
Yeah, right around there, yeah. But we've both got them, falling out of first, no longer contending for a president's role.
Well,
I wonder if this is this a little like San Jose, where for years and years and years, this is their year, this is their year, it's finally time. And then when everyone went, your window's closed, and then they make the cup final. I know they didn't win it, but like, would you be stunned if this Capitals team got to the cup final this year?
Not in the East? No,
I wouldn't either. I'm not predicting it, but you could finally go, the window they had was clearly for last year. But they have a different window this year. It's a little smaller. But
nobody, I don't know anybody, certainly nobody at this table right now, predicted them to win a cup last year, into the playoffs, right? Nobody was buying what they were selling last year.
Right.
Right? They amassed a bunch of talent.
Yep.
And to me, it smacked of the early 2000s Ottawa Senators.
I don't think either of us liked the TJ Oshie signing when they re-upped him for so much money for so long. That's another one of those deals that's going to age terribly.
A good player, but really.
And he'll be fine again this year.
Right. Yep. So, but still up front with Kuznetsov, Ovi, Backstrom, Oshie. Like, they're going to be fine.
Right.
And Holtby. We haven't touched on Holtby at all. Right. And
probably
so
a quiet top four goalie in the league, top five goalie in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. Sort of in that Vezina mix.
Right.
And so this is still a 100-point team, but they're taking a step back.
Yep. Agreed. And my point was just they might take that step back, but finally break through in the playoffs. Right. So at some point.
No, your point is well taken. Yeah. And what do they have? It'll be interesting to see if they can bring in a couple of those guys, a couple journeymen, which is what Cup winners are built on, right? Depth.
You got to get that hunger back, right? Like, it's not like they've won. Like, that's normally the thing Scotty Bowman used to say. After you win, you need to flush some of that out and bring in more guys who are still hungry to win. Now, they haven't won yet.
You can't be too content. Well, right. Okay. And President's trophies, President's trophies, division titles, right? And you're like, yeah, regular season.
Yep.
And then it's like you put so much pressure on yourself.
Right.
To go playoffs. And then it rolls around. You're like, ooh, it's a little kitten. And you're like, I love you. I'm going to hug you. I'm going to squeeze you. Ooh, I've killed it.
Yeah. It is like that. That's a terrible thing. But yes, it's exactly like that.
That's mice and men. Come on.
I'm guessing she used to own a cat, but doesn't anymore.
Squeeze. Oh, I love you. It's. Yeah.
That leaves us both at the top, Trump-loving Penguins.
And honestly, I am absolutely flabbergasted by the fact that after I was sifting and sifting, and I'm like, oh, I there's so much parity in this division that you and I have been identical from top to bottom other than 5 and 6.
Yep.
And we've both said up front, 4 through 7, you could probably shuffle, and then flip.
Yeah.
That you and I have both come to the same.
Now, they've got their own holes. Letang coming back is going to be huge for them. They have replaced Marc-Andre Fleury with Antti Niemi. Hopefully, they don't require him to play much.
Hey, okay, but here's the deal. Niemi has started on a Stanley Cup winning team.
I know.
One.
That was a while ago.
Okay, Fleury only also started on one.
Yeah.
And so if you look at, and then the young kid, what's the young kid's name?
Matt Murray?
No.
Oh.
The one that I
Jake
just.
Jake Guentzel?
No. Is Jake Guentzel playing goal?
I don't know what we're fucking talking about.
Man. Okay.
Jeff Zatkoff?
No. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, move along.
Yeah. What the fuck are we talking about here?
The young Pittsburgh goalie who's down and. I was fully expecting him to back up, right? That they're going to bring this kid up, groom him, but
I think Jeff Zatkoff was the third last.
It is not. And
it was.
No. Okay, but in terms of who they're expecting and watch for it on a future TCS. Sure.
Need to
lots of holes here, right? In terms of
one talk that what's his name? Their coach there. Yep. Yeah. He flew up to Wisconsin this summer. Yes, there you go, Mike Sullivan.
Look at that.
Steve Sullivan.
Searching.
So he jumped on a plane, I guess, and went and talked to Phil this summer and said, we kind of need you to start playing again. Because they've lost some pieces, right, up front in terms of Nick Bonino.
Third and fourth line centers and Cullen and Bonino out the door.
And that was an unreal. Like, everyone knows that Pittsburgh's 1-2 is probably best in the world. Their 1-2-3-4 was incredible with Bonino at third line.
Cullen, for the minutes he played, he was killer. You could put him out.
For sure.
He could kill. He could take draws.
A guy who early in his career was an offensive guy, embraced that role on a fourth line center of being able to neutralize some people, play the game he needed him to play.
See, when he came through Ottawa 5 years ago,
right,
he was a late season, you know, trade deadline pickup.
Yeah.
I loved him as a senator.
Right.
For the intangibles, for the little things that he could do.
Yeah.
And now he was a free agent and he went back home to Minnesota, which is he's done again.
He's clearly getting ready to wrap his career.
No, he signed for, I think, $900,000 in Minnesota. But what he was doing for Pittsburgh last year, he does all those little things that you need on a championship team.
Yeah.
Right? So you're right. The subtraction of Bonino.
Who ended up in Nashville should help their depth.
Kunitz is out.
Kunitz also gone down to Tampa. I like that signing for Tampa. Yep. We'll get into that.
Well.
Okay. Well, we'll get into that.
Because that guy's also his.
He's on his last leg.
For sure he is. But I still like you got Crosby, you got Malkin, you got Hagelin and Hornqvist.
And you've got constantly.
Guentzel and Sherry.
Yeah. And Rust, like some college kids that are coming into their own.
And Rust is honestly, he's clutch. He's a playoff guy.
Agreed. So you've got to get there. But I like it. I like what this team has.
When you look at the D with hopefully a healthy Letang.
Looks like.
right?
Oli Mata.
What is Mata going to do?
They right, swap out Ron Hainsey for Matt Hunwick, which is honestly kind of just a veteran
okay,
swap,
but,
close
but,
enough.
But a depth guy, and yep. I like Ian Cole. Right?
Yep,
what
so do
Ian,
I.
What Ian Cole brings, and now I'll be interested to see what Matt Murray can do without the sort of flurry safety blanket.
Right.
Because the Niemi safety blanket comes already with a little pee in it, I think.
It's just a towel.
Well, this is, I'm still cold, man. I'm not sure what's going on here. But really, I think Murray's the real deal.
It looks like.
At two cups.
Yeah.
And only sort of.
A year and a half worth
really
of.
Really still finished a year with where he was still Calder worthy.
Love that. Ken Dryden, the only guy to ever win a cup before a Calder.
Yeah.
Almost got it. If last year's Calder class isn't what it is, you know, Murray's got a shot at equaling that. Right?
Well, he wasn't even in the top three.
No, I know, but.
I'm not sure how that happens.
Well, you miss a big chunk of time, and that's probably the when you're looking at your line A's and your Matthews and your
I've only got two Stanley Cups.
I think he'll take a year and a half into
suck on your Calder trophy,
yeah,
douchebags.
Exactly. I'll take this trophy over your
give
little
it to Sergei Makarov, 80 years old, winning a Calder, but I can't win one.
Man, that was disappointing. It's more fun when you fight. Like you said, this was a division that we both looked at and went, kind of like the Central, there's a lot of movable pieces and you both end up pretty much in the same place. I think what that means is you people should take that to the fucking bank.
Book it!
Yeah. A couple of guys look at that the same and...
It means it's golden.
Yeah.
Now...
Till one guy gets hurt.
Yeah. Okay. Austin Matthews.
easy now. Easy, buddy. Can't have that.
Atlantic Division coming up.
Yep. About 2 days from now.
I think it's safe to say we probably both have the same top team and the same bottom team. And again, I think that's another division where you go, give it a shuffle, man.
Okay, well, this will be apparently a more contentious one, so stick around for that.
Oh, see that?
I...
Blue goggles on.
You're fucking red goggles. Apparently, it's funny how it's only the blue goggles that come
in. It is.
Yeah. I can't wait to get a bigger look at
have you already
Formitten or whatever the fuck we're going to be seeing.
Fermenting.
Whatever. He's fermenting.
In London. Yeah. If he sticks around. Oh, no, he shouldn't.
Well, and that Mete kid also going back to London from Mete in Montreal is going to be playing top line pair apparently with Shea Weber. So... No, that'll be an interesting one to get into. We are 3/4 of the way across the league, less than a week away to the season getting underway. It's
looking
about time.
Good.
That's Tall Can Sports.
See ya.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at Tall Can Audio.